You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
So many events to look forward to here at KeyBank Center, including what is upcoming on November the 8th. It's Rivalry Series, Team USA, Team Canada, Women's Hockey in advance of the Olympics. The rivalry continues, and we want you to enter now for a chance to win a team-signed jersey from both of the participating teams. So tickets are available now, and for your chance to win the team-signed jerseys, visit sabres.com/enter.
Can I make a comment? Quick comment.
Yeah.
So we're a great hockey... like town here, right? Like a great hockey area, whatnot. Like, I want the people to really go out and celebrate this and show up. This is a fantastic rivalry series that has been going on now for years. It's an Olympic year. You've got some local people, local talent that will be part and that have been part. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's go. Like, let's show up. And last year we had the PWHL showcase and it was great and it was fun, but other towns had sold out NHL rinks. Mm-hmm. We had like 10,000-12,000.
Yeah.
It was good, but come on, let's show up and let's support this because it's amazing.
Last night in Montreal, Buffalo came up short 4-2, the final empty netter for the Canadiens. Sealed it for them. As far as the game itself, and you know, when you look at the, you know, what ended up being a reasonably high shot total for the Sabres at 31. I mean, I say that in context to
the
Montreal
Canadians,
had only been giving up 23 on average per night. And maybe we'll hear from Lindy first on this before I get your opinion on it. Because obviously they did, over the final two periods, have significant chances. Here's the coach on just what he saw them creating.
Both teams had great pockets of pressure in both zones. You know, both teams very active D, which makes it really tough on coverage. You know, they got a couple D in that back end that are real mobile and move. You know, we did the same. I think we broke down their coverage several times by having our guys moving, and it wasn't an easy game for forwards inside the zones.
Were there a couple times you felt you passed up some really good opportunities?
I thought we took a lot of good looks, but there was a couple that I thought, you know, we probably should have shot, but didn't. But I think they're in the same category. They had a couple of those, too.
Agree? Disagree?
I agree. I wanted to go back and look at the sheet because I wasn't happy with the amount of missed shots in the first period. And again, in the game last night, 19 missed shots, 22 were blocked. So you look at the shot attempts, right? The Sabres ended up with 71 shot attempts in the game.
It's a good number.
It's a really good number. But, you know, 6-on-5 at the end of the game, mm-hmm. couple of shots missed the net, one big block by Nick Suzuki.
One unintentional block by Bo Byram.
That was a tough one on Dalene one-timer, and yeah. Bo was caught in the middle. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Bo went right back to the middle of the ice
after that.
He's like,
I thought Byram was really good last night.
He was really good. He stood out, definitely. But here's the thing. Like, you've gotten chances, and I hate to say hit the net, because if you've played hockey at any level and your coach hates when the puck hits the glass or hits the board, well, I get it, but what's the alternative? Hitting the goalie in the pads like Jay McKee used to do to warm him up? No, you want to score. And so sometimes you're going to miss a little bit. So for me, the missed shots, if you're Tage Thompson or Dalene and you just miss a little bit, well, you're trying to score. I get it. I hate the block shots. Because the block shots, you can see the player get in your lane mm-hmm. and find a different angle, change the angle of the shot, miss the net on purpose so there's a rebound. There's a couple of those looks where you miss the net, Montreal's boards are fast, you can get a good rebound. And then, you know, on the empty net goal by Jake Evans, Dalene in the middle of the ice, mm-hmm. Suzuki's there and he knows exactly what he's doing. He blocks that shot. The block shots, 22 block shots by Montreal in the game, felt like that's something the Sabres can get around.
None of Zach Benson's shots were blocked last night. He had 7 on goal. Here's Lindy Ruff.
He's played really well for us. You know, the line had a great night the other night. It was on some great looks. You know, you look at our first power play, we have Thompson alone in on a breakaway. We have Dalene hitting the crossbar. Quinn walked right in the slot, so you know, we had our opportunities there, but just couldn't find a mark.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Career high for shots in a game for Benson was 7. He has 6 assists in the first 3 games. That is something only done previously by Vanek and Eichel in Sabres history, to have 6 helpers in his first 3 games of a season. Cup half full, half empty. I'm assuming it's overflowing. But the reason I bring it up with Benson, Megan Chayka with us on Saturday on the broadcast, and she inced into it by saying just the one thing she wants to see a little more from Benson is that finishing ability,
yes.
Right? So it's been all helpers so far. But on a night when he has 7 shots on goal, is that like a huge step in the right direction to him giving you this all-rounded top-line player ranking?
Yes, and I thought, look, Zach Benson is not going to score like Thompson or other guys from 35, 40 feet out. Mm-hmm. He's got to get in tight. And I thought he had a couple of really good chances where he lowered the shoulder, got it in, and tried to get himself closer and find that that scoring chance. And that's what I wanted to see. So I was happy to see that. Now, on that line, Benson, Kulik, Thompson, I felt like out of the three, Benson was the one that handled the puck well, mm-hmm. stick handles, little touch passes. He was really good. Kulik was probably number two, like on his goal, was able to handle it, skate to stick, get it in. I felt like he had some moment. I feel like Tage was fighting the puck a little bit too much last night. And look, I mean, when you're 6 foot six, 6'7", and get the long reach, sometimes the puck's not going to stick as well. Mm-hmm. But some of the plays that we've seen him, you know, even when he came in on Dobesh, right, and he tried to chip it, like, I think a fully confident Tage with that puck, he walks around him. Mm-hmm. He walks around him, he uses his reach and strength, and boom, it's a goal. Like, I felt like he was fighting the puck a little bit, and maybe that's something that he has to put a bucket of pucks on the ice and just do the Patty Kane stick handling. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he does all of that, but he was fighting it a little bit.
One word on Zach Metz's debut.
Steady. Yep. Steady. I mean, it was fine. It was nothing flashy. You know, he was in the right position. Ends up getting a plus on the Cooley goal because he stepped on the ice at the right time and there was a change and that worked out. But it was steady. But the Sabres will do and do that often is they're going to trust their top five to play a lot of minutes. And, you know, if you had Kessel ring and then all of a sudden it's a group of six, they may play more six defensemen. But third period yesterday, it was more trusting the top five.
Team not skating today. Detroit is here tomorrow. It could very well be Metz's second game in the NHL and first one at home. Now, today, Luukkonen was sent on a conditioning assignment to Rochester. Zach Jones was returned to the Amerks. Noah Östlund is still here. Is there any appetite for you to see him get into the mix right now?
Yes, I would like to see Östlund get into the mix. And if he did, that would probably be on the fourth line. And I'm not worried about saying, well, what's Östlund doing on the fourth line? I think Noah Östlund can play an all-around game that would fit a fourth line, a third line, a second line, a top line, whatever it is. So I'm not worried about that. But I'd like to give him some ice time, some chance. I felt like Kozak was really good, skated well. I think Dunn can be there. I would probably insert Östlund for Gertsen in the game against Toronto and see if that maybe is
Toronto another, on Friday you mean, or Detroit tomorrow?
Detroit tomorrow. Oh, yeah. I wanted to say tomorrow and I said Toronto.
Oh.
that's the mix up. I have the Blue Jays on the brain.
Yes,
too,
you do.
So, but yeah, I would like to see Östlund get inserted in the lineup tomorrow against the Detroit Red Wings to try to give like a little more energy to the fourth line.
Five in the NHL last night. There's 10 tonight. Now, amidst the five, I was dazzled and disturbed from the same game. Pavel Dorofeev has 7 goals now this year as he has once again staked a share of the league lead with Scheifele, who's on an incredible run for the Jets, and Shane Pinto. This, Marty, is an absolute stunner as he uses the one hand back across the grain. Amazing and so confident. And remember, this is a Vegas team. With Colorado, they're the only team that is unbeaten in regulation. They're up to 5-0-2. They're playing without Mark Stone. He's week to week now with an upper body injury. Dorofeev and Eichel continued to show why Vegas is off to this impressive start, and they're obviously not alone. In fact, Vegas, in a disturbing way, was able to get a third goal of the game to really separate themselves from previously unbeaten Carolina last night. And I still don't know how this goal stood. Marty, if this is the game winner in Stanley Cup play, game 7, he hacked him. He didn't trip him. He hacked Keandre Miller. And we have seen so many lame slashing calls in the history of the game that this player with the puck gets knocked over by a two-handed whack and Barbashev is able to go in and score the goal. It was wild. Even the Vegas commentators couldn't believe what they had just witnessed.
Okay, so a couple of things. You play until there's a whistle. So I think Barbashev was like, ooh, I didn't get called? Okay. And it's where are you looking at? Because that's where the puck is. They, like, everybody's looking at referees missed one and ends up in the back of the net. That's unfortunate. So that's one. I am dazzled by that Dorofeev goal. I wonder if the state of Nevada is going to put it on the stamp. You know that when Peter Forsberg at the Olympics, I learned a funny little tidbit about that, is that, you know, they put it on the stamp in Sweden, but they wanted Corey Hirsch to be on the stamp. And Corey Hirsch and Team Canada declined the request. They didn't want it. I would have said, put me on the stamp. I'm going to be famous. You want the hurdle goal and you want my image and likeness on there? Put it out there. Celebrate my failure. Celebrate whatever. I don't care. But Corey Hirsch was like, no, I don't want that.
Anything real quick from last night?
Okay, well, Vegas lost Aiden Hill. So he got injured a week, 10 days ago. And now played the first 10 minutes, had four saves, got injured again. Akira Schmid came into the game and offered, these are unbelievable numbers. Akira Schmid, when coming into relief in any fashion, early in the game, late in the game, 15 appearances, including the playoffs. He's got a goals against average of 1.05 and a save percentage of 960. Like, this guy should
be
like...
He's the Rolaids relief man from the 1980s.
So, not only that, like, you know in baseball when they say, let's get the starter, but he won't start the game, he'll come in for the second rotation, like second inning, third inning? That's Akira Schmid. Don't ever start him. Bring him in 5 minutes into the game and he'll be fine.
His postgame commentary almost let the cat out of the bag about his challenges in the NHL because he basically said it's almost easier to come in cold and not think about the game ahead.
Don't take warm-ups.
Right?
It's in the locker room. Unbelievable.
Look, here he is, Akira Schmidt. He's back in.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Oh, who are we going to get tonight? Vegas only has one goalie on the ice. It's going to be Akira Schmidt.
We got 10 games tonight. The Sabres are back in action tomorrow. And we have Bills night coming up. It's a week from tonight, Tuesday, October 28th. The Jackets are here. So let's celebrate the Bills. And, you know, we'll have content. Fun content throughout the day and night, obviously. Bills personalities and Sabres.com/tickets is where you go to purchase yours today. Population of Pominville going up?
Yes.
That story coming up on Sabres Live.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.